WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. You know that feeling when you trip and fall flat on your face in front of everyone? Yeah, not exactly a highlight reel moment, right? We've all been there. But guess what? Those moments, those stumbles and scrapes, they can actually be the stepping stones to incredible growth. That's right, today we're diving into the power of embracing failure as an opportunity for learning and becoming even stronger. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, not another self-help cliche, hear me out. This isn't about sugarcoating the sucky parts of life or pretending failures don't sting. It's about shifting our perspective. Think of it like this. Failure is just a redirect. Like the time your GPS takes you on a wild goose chase through some random town, and you end up discovering the best pizza place you've ever had. Sometimes those detours lead to amazing things. So, how do we actually make this work? How do we turn those moments of oh no into opportunities for growth? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you embrace failure like a boss. 1. Reframe your thinking. The first step is changing the way you view failure. Instead of seeing it as a defeat, think of it as valuable feedback. Like, your body's built an alarm system screaming, hey, this isn't working, time to adjust. Each setback is a chance to analyze what went wrong, learn from your mistakes, and come back stronger next time. 2. Get specific. Don't just wallow in the general feeling of I messed up. Instead, pinpoint exactly what didn't go as planned. Did you underestimate the time needed? Was communication lacking? Identify those specific areas for improvement so you can target your efforts and avoid repeating the same mistake. 3. Embrace experimentation. This is where things get really exciting. Failure isn't the opposite of success, it's part of the process. Think about some of the greatest inventions ever made. They all involved countless failures before hitting that eureka moment. So, be bold, try new things, and don't be afraid to experiment. The more you do, the better you'll become at navigating those inevitable bumps in the road. 4. Seek feedback. Sometimes, we're too close to the situation to see things clearly. That's where others come in. Talk to people you trust, mentors, friends, or colleagues who can offer objective perspectives and valuable insights. They might see something you missed or have helpful suggestions you hadn't considered. 5. Celebrate small victories. Don't wait for the grand finale to celebrate your progress. Acknowledge those small wins along the way. Every time you learn from a mistake, every time you try something new, every time you push yourself outside your comfort zone, that's a victory worth celebrating. It keeps you motivated and reminds you how far you've come. Now, let me give you a real-world example. Remember that big presentation you were nervous about? You put in the work, practiced like crazy, but still felt those butterflies in your stomach. And then, disaster strikes, you stumble over your words, lose your train of thought, and feel your confidence crumble. Ugh, right? But here's the thing. Did you walk away completely defeated? Or did you take that experience as a learning opportunity? You probably noticed what tripped you up. Maybe it was rushing through certain points or not connecting with the audience enough. Now, armed with this knowledge, you can adjust your approach for next time. You'll be more prepared, more confident, and ready to rock that presentation. See? Even those seemingly disastrous moments can become stepping stones to success if we choose to embrace them as learning experiences. So, remember, friends, failure isn't the end of the story, it's just a chapter. It's an opportunity to learn, grow, and ultimately become the best version of yourself. Don't shy away from those challenges, embrace them. Take that leap of faith, even if it feels scary, because on the other side is incredible growth and a whole new level of success waiting for you. Now go out there and make some mistakes, learn from them, and build that unshakable confidence. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder that failure is just another stepping stone on the path to greatness. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep living your best stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.